Hey, what is going on, everybody? This is Sun Valley Driver here, your host, Adam Johnson. Today, I'm going to be kind of talking about how Canadian auto sales have been falling for the 15th straight month. I mean, this is what I do for a living. As you guys know, I review cars, build cars, go over people's builds, but I also sell them, and I sell them for a group called the Cott Auto Group. So this report that I'm kind of looking at is really showing a big paradigm shift in the wealth when it comes to not only North America, but globally. For example, you know, BMW only had a 2.1% drop in sales between May 2018 and 2019, whereas some of the more economic brands like Chrysler, for instance, are down almost 56% year over year. Just brutal. Rolls-Royce, however, is up a little over 10%. So, It got me to thinking, like, is it the fact, like, what is causing this drop and decline in auto sales? Why aren't people buying vehicles? Because obviously, people like you, people like me, that are super enthused about vehicles and love their vehicles to the core, are still purchasing them. I mean, you have luxury brands that are popping up like Genesis. You had 140 sales in May 2018. You have 160 sales in May 2019. So the luxury brands are going up, and the upper 1%, or we'll just round it off and say the upper 5% of the economic pyramid are still able to purchase vehicles and are purchasing them at a higher level than prior. And what I've kind of noticed looking over this graph of every single motor maker from BMW, Subaru, Volkswagen, etc., and so forth, is that people seem to be after more of a luxury feel. We have brands like Land Rover doing really well, but other high-end sports makes like Jaguar down 17%. We have Mazda Canada down 17%, like Mercedes-Benz down 20%. So it isn't just the upper, you know, class buying sportier and more expensive cars. It is also the fact that we're watching as the paradigm is shifting, the dynamic of purchasing is shifting to more luxury four-door. And, you know, I personally take this into... I will personally blame the fact that we have apps like Instagram and things like that where people are able to elevate how well that they're doing in life. I won't lie, I love boats. You guys are going to hear me say it on the show time and time again. I love boats. As much as I love sports cars and big trucks and things like that, big boats, Rolls-Royces, 300 C's, things like that, they're comfortable for me to drive. They're nice and big, super spacious. I can normally slam a wicked sound system in them, and they're a really smooth drive. What I don't like about them is the gas mileage, which is why we drive more than one vehicle on most occasions. So it's kind of weird. I wanted to talk about the dynamic shift. I want your guys' opinion. Like, what do you think that it means? Overall, it looks like we are down 5.8% as 215,972 units were moved across every single automotive maker, and only 203,343, an average of a drop of 5.8% year over year in auto sales. People obviously need to buy cars, but we have things out here in BC like carbon tax. We have the price of gas rising. We have the maintenance of vehicles, that whole cost. And we don't have the economic change to go with it. BC is really pushing for $15 a month, but it doesn't matter when we're paying $1.50 or $1.70 a liter. Depends if you're running premium or what have you. Some people, like down in the Metro Vancouver area, were paying like $2 there, which really blows my mind when I have friends out in Calgary who are paying 97 cents a liter right now. Then again, that is not, you know, premium gas. That is just unleaded. But yeah, it's just phenomenal to watch this sort of dynamic shift go down and see how the automotive industry is changing. So how do you think, as a car salesman, I should adapt? I'm trying to purchase a lot more vehicles off of my customers, four doors, big, boaty, as well as ones that are very sporty and because that seems to be what's selling. Big trucks aren't selling right now, which is kind of funny because I'm the sales leader at a Bidirect Truck Center currently, here located in Kelowna, BC. So if you have any questions, inquiries, you have an opinion on this, like, I want to hear it. I want to bring people onto the show. This is the first episode of the podcast. Just, you know, bring me some content, bring me things to talk about. And, you know, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I hope to be back quite soon.